right, welcome to episode 3 of Time on the Mic. If you're not familiar with Time on the Mic, just to recap briefly what this point of this podcast is my name is GT. I'm here with my grandson,
Daniel.
I am a baby boomer. I am 63. Daniel is?
Gen Z, and I'm 16.
And what we're doing here is we're just discussing a wide variety of topics, and we're giving our opinions of whatever we talk about from a generational point of view, seeing how they're similar, different, or disagree, not disagree, something like that. So, like I said, this is our third episode, and I checked right before we started recording, and we have 14 downloads. Woohoo!
Woo!
That's yeah. 14 more than I thought we'd have. So that's pretty cool. So if you are one of those 14, get a hold of us. Our email, which I am monitoring, is timeonthemic, Mike spelled M-I-C, at gmail.com. And Daniel has the social media info.
Oh, yeah. So everything...
Didn't mean to wake you up.
Oh, kind of spacing out. Yeah, everything, Time on the Mic on everything, M-I-C on Instagram, Twitter. So, yeah.
And we're probably going to kick around, we're kicking around starting a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, so more than likely, yeah.
That'll probably happen, but it's not up yet. So, but if you are one of our listeners, please let us know what you think. Give us ideas, topics, or how we can improve, or criticisms, anything like that. So, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I have been kicking around the idea of having some guests.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know how you
feel. Like, who, though?
Maybe people we know or people from the area, or just, you know, to get another
perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are recording on a very special day, Daniel, if you weren't aware of it.
Yeah.
Today is St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, Sunday. And where we're at our secret Time on the Mic compound here in the Midwest of the United States, it's cold.
Yeah, pretty cold.
It was sunny this morning, and now it's pretty cold. So anyway, so what do you know about St. Patrick? Do you even know he was really a guy?
No, I didn't know that. I just know it's celebrated in the U.S. for the
How long do you think?
Coming.
When do you think the first St. Patrick's Day celebration was in the U.S.?
1600. See, I was going to go that far, but I was like, nah.
At least that's what I did a little bit of research.
I was going to say like 1680.
Yeah. So St. Patrick was known for bringing Christianity to Ireland and driving out all the snakes in Ireland.
That's why. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense. Okay.
But I also did research on that, and some people are saying that's a bunch of shit because there are no snakes in Ireland. There never have been.
So, hey, that can't be completely true, though.
I know of one place there's never been snakes.
Where?
Antarctica.
Pangaea is a thing.
What's that?
Pangaea, like the fork, like all the places together, you know? You don't know about this? Mm-hmm. You didn't learn about this in school?
Well...
It might have been talked about,
I mean, I was listening.
How, like, regions of plants and animals that are not supposed to be from there have fossils that are there. Mm-hmm. So, like, animals from hot places are found in cold places, but as fossilized,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term.
So, like, there's regions of the world that if you put them together, those insects or animals or plants form together and it makes a region of where those animals would roam.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Pangaea.
Pangaea.
The first world. Like the
first. Oh, you mean when time began?
Yeah. Type thing.
And like, how would anybody know that though?
Tectonic plates. The scientists that found it, it shows by the formation of the countries and everything, mm-hmm. that if you just push them together, the cracks and everything, crevices form up almost perfectly. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you think happened to Atlantis? You think it was ever a real thing?
I don't really know a lot about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that was a thing, I would love it, but it's never going to be found, more likely. So it's, if it is, it's lower than Titanic. So
yeah. Pangea.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
You really never knew?
No.
Huh?
No. Yeah. I knew about, there's a theory that all the continents were one at one time.
Yeah. That's what Pangea is. Yeah.
And then they split apart.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess I do know about it. All right. So also, apparently, to get back to St. Patrick, he was a slave. He was captured when he was a young kid, I guess.
A young lad.
Yeah, as they say. And he was a slave for like 6 years, and that's what he claims made him see the light and talk to Jesus. It's weird how when people are like in prison or it's enslaved that they have that come to Jesus moment, you know?
Yeah.
So that was his. Then he went out and spread the word, and he's now a saint. But yeah, 1600, I couldn't believe that. It's crazy. All right, so before we get into any topics, which I guess we kind of already have, but we actually have a sponsor.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, so we got 14 downloads and a sponsor, so we're on our way.
Yeah.
So our sponsor for this podcast is C&J Superior Tools. Now, C&J Superior Tools is a Snap-on tool franchise, and they have everything you might want to need in the line of tools or gadgets for tools, anything. If you're a professional mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, they're the people to call. They will offer you great deals, I know for a fact. I've bought some stuff from them, and they've given me awesome deals. So their phone number is 563-949-0160. And they also have a Facebook group, C&J Superior Tools Facebook group. And I was told this morning that if you mention this podcast for this week only, this is good from the 17th of March through the 23rd of March, they will give you 15% off of one item if you mention this podcast, Time on the Mic. So once again, phone number 563-949-0160. Facebook group is C&J Superior Tools. So we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. All right. So our first topic is, we are about a month away from the NFL draft, which is going to be held in Detroit this year.
Detroit, what?
Yeah. That's a pretty dangerous place to be, I hear.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
No.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to go there. But anyway. So the first pick is the Bears get the first pick.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about, Daniel and I have come up with our top five who we feel are the best draftees, potential draftees.
I also have a personal, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to compare our lists here. Do you want to start, go from five to one, or?
Yeah, I'll do my personal first, but I want to butt in and say that there's been too many trades going on to even say trades on a podcast, because it will be late news whenever they come out, unless it's done live. So that entitled, Justin Fields was traded. So that means no quarterback in Chicago.
Uh-oh. They need a quarterback, too.
Yeah, they would need a quarterback. So, the start of my personal draft, Chicago picks. So
is this number five?
What?
Because we did the top five, right?
Yeah, I did top five. That's their number one pick.
Okay, but are we going to start with our number five and work our way to the top?
We can do that, sure.
Okay.
So,
who's your number five?
My number five for my personal draft, the Chargers select Rome Odunze. Now, I don't know if I'm saying that right. I just know about him. He has great separation on his routes, great speed, acrobatic skill.
Is he in a gang?
I don't believe so. he has early eyes for the ball. He looks for the ball at early times. His flaws.
He's in a gang.
He rushes to do a double move in his routes. Instead of on, 50-50 balls, you know what 50-50 balls are? like where it's one-on-one with the cornerback and the ball is thrown up and one of them has to catch it. Okay. He wants to use contact, like push off of him or hold on to him, just muscle him instead of using his speed. That's a major flaw.
Do that, can you?
You can if you don't, you know, obviously get a penalty on it. But as long as you're not extremely like using the jersey,
you can commit a crime as long as you don't get caught.
No, if you don't pull the jersey or hold on to him or anything, you can just be physical with him. The other guy has to be physical back, but he'd rather be physical instead of using his quick speed, great speed. And his other flaw is run blocking.
Sounds like he's in a gang.
No, his other flaw is run blocking. So
run blocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some wide receivers now have been pointed out for not blocking on runs. So people have been dropped from teams for that.
Yeah.
And my number four, Arizona, Malik Nabers. Now,
well, hang on. Let me do my five.
Let's
do them together.
Okay.
So my number five pick is a cornerback from Clemson named Nate Wiggins. He was first team all-star. Wait, I got to get my glasses. Can't even read my own writing.
Okay, so let me butt in and say my draft prediction then.
That wasn't your draft prediction?
No, that was my personal draft prediction.
Oh, okay.
So my draft prediction for number five is Minnesota trades up for the Chargers spot and gets Drake May, quarterback. And he is capable of handling a bad situation. He's great at it in college, and he has the perfect build and mobility. The flaws of him is footwork, bad pressure thrower. He's absolutely terrible at it. He can throw it on a dime, but any pressure, don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
And he is 0-2 against ranked teams.
Mm.
So, but you go ahead and say you're number five.
Okay. As I said, Nate Wiggins from Clemson, he's a cornerback. He was a 2003 first team all ace honors. And in 2002 had a 98-yard pick six, which was the longest in ACC championship history.
Where's he from?
Clemson.
Huh. Okay.
So that's my number five.
For the Chargers?
I don't know.
You
said come up with the top five.
Yeah, I guess. So my number four for my personal is Malik Nabers. Just don't even need to talk about him. He's almost perfect. And number four for my actual draft is Arizona picking Marvin Harrison Jr. We do not need to talk about this guy. He is amazing. He's almost perfect. But his flaws are his release on press coverage. Now, his accolades are 0 fumbles, 3 drops, 10 through 20 average yards per game, per catch, generational talent. Absolutely. You got any thought on this guy?
Actually, he's on my list too, but we'll get to that.
All right.
He's in a different spot for me. You done with that one?
Yeah.
So my number four is outside tackle from Notre Dame, Joe Alt, 2-time All-American. His dad, John Alt, played for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he was on the 2023 college football All-American team. So there you go.
Okay. That makes sense. Kyler can get some guarding in.
Mm-hmm.
So my third for both personal and actual is J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
He has 9 yards per accurate. Third down is the highest out of all QBs, 70%. His flaws, low throw sample size. He likes to...
What does that mean?
So the organization of Michigan didn't allow him to throw much. He handed the ball off a lot.
What's his position?
Quarterback.
Okay.
So he has a low sample size in throwing. And deep balls and all that.
Deep balls?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't sound right.
Throwing it deep?
Oh.
So basically, he's a mystery. He's a mystery if he's going to be good or if he's bad. He's a
mystery.
He's the mystery. He's the play card. He's the playing card in this. And he hasn't had to struggle. He's been to the championship. He has the greatest O-line in football. He won't be having that in NFL at any team ever.
Mm-hmm.
Will not have his O-line that he had in college. So That's my take on him.
So he could be in trouble.
Yeah.
That was your three?
Yep.
Okay, my third place is a tight end, Brock Bowers. Three-time All-American, John Mackey Award winner, whoever John Mackey is. Who's John Mackey?
I've heard of it, but I don't.
Is it like Mr. Mackey from South Park? Drugs are bad. Okay. Come on, drugs are bad. All right. He holds the Georgia Bulldogs school record for receiving.
Which is a high honor, I'd say.
At 13, receiving. I don't know what I wrote there.
Either way, it's a high honor.
Yeah. But he sounds awesome.
Yeah. Are we going into number two now?
Number two.
Number two for both of mine is Jaden Daniels for the pick of Washington. Now, Jaden Daniels has the greatest deep ball in college last year and the years he's been playing. He's very accurate and he's very fast. Flaws for him, he can't identify hits. Now, when he's a scrambler, okay?
He's a quarterback?
Yeah, he's a quarterback. He's a scrambler as well, though. When he runs, he can't identify any hits that are coming at him. It's like he doesn't...
That could be a problem.
Yeah, he takes hits like crazy. People running at him at full speed. Now, he's also undersized. He's very skinny. He's like 230.
But does he get up?
He gets up, yeah. But that's a problem in the NFL when guys are a lot bigger than the people in college.
Has he ever been hurt by getting a hit?
Yeah, or? I believe so.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah, it's
especially in the NFL, those guys are probably a lot bigger.
Yeah, so that, and he has slow velocity. So, you know.
You mean he doesn't throw hard?
Yeah, basically. He can throw it deep, but he can't, it's not fast. So
when he throws, you could like order a pizza and just kind of wait for the ball to come.
Well, not exactly. It's far, but the speed coming out of the cannon is slow. That's a fast car out there.
Dang. We're at the speedway today.
Yeah. Your number two pick?
My number two pick is also a quarterback. Caleb Williams, Heisman Trophy winner from 2022. In 2023, he threw for 3,333 yards and had 11 rushing touchdowns.
Pretty good.
So top that.
I mean, I will with my personal.
I forgot to put where he plays at, but he's a college player.
Yeah. So my personal draft, I went with Marvin Harrison Jr.
I thought you already mentioned him.
I did, but not for my personal.
Oh, okay.
So
this is your number one?
Yeah, my personal number one for Chicago. But the actual draft, I have Chicago taking Caleb Williams, especially now that they don't have Fields. It's a gamble. Caleb Williams is a gamble. He will be. He didn't do anything at the combine. But
now what's that?
Like the
tryouts?
Yeah, the tryouts for NFL scouts. So like just putting on their...
They put them through drills and they just kind of watch them?
Yeah. So, but through the tape, he has shown power, accuracy, quickness, but he has so many flaws and I dislike him. So that's why he's not on my personal board, because I just dislike him.
Why? Is he in a gang?
No. Not that I don't know. But holds onto the ball too long. He wants to extend the play for way too long. He gets hit. Granted, he can throw the ball out of any situation, but he just wants to hold on the ball. He doesn't show the quick route and just throw it. He wants a deeper, meaningful throw.
He's a ball hog?
Yeah, basically. And then...
Well, there's no I in football.
You want to top this? 32 fumbles in 3 years.
Oh.
3 years, 32 fumbles. Now, that's crazy number.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's even crazier? Mm. Being 0-4 against ranked teams.
Mm.
Not that good. Hmm. I mean, when you got to put on a show, he did not put on a show.
But he's your number one pick?
It's what everybody wants. What will happen? I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, especially since, Drake May or Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy, these guys all have an opportunity to go number one. It is a very deep draft class.
So now, teams can, like, trade away, or like, that's probably not the right word, but they can give away their pick.
Yeah, they
slots,
can trade.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
they
so
can trade.
Say the Bears are number one, they give it to somebody else.
Yeah, like my number five on the actual draft, I said the Minnesota trades up.
Right, for, right.
Yeah. But my other thing about Caleb, he's cocky, way cocky.
Yeah.
He didn't participate in the draft, okay, number one. The other thing is he doesn't, he said, I can't remember word for word what he said, but he said something along the lines of, I know I'm going number one overall, and I do not bother accepting any other call.
Mm.
So.
Well.
Yeah.
He needs to be knocked off his high horse, I think.
Yeah, I say so. So that's why I said he's out of my top five.
Hmm.
What about your number one?
My number one is Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. You mentioned him. He was your, he's your number one?
On my personal, yes.
Yeah. So he's a two-time All-American, the winner of the 2023 Fred Biletnikoff Award. Do you know who that is? I know who that
is. I know who that is.
I've seen that guy play.
Yeah, he played for the Raiders, I believe.
He did. He has 1,211 yards, 14 touchdowns. His dad, Marvin Harrison.
Hall of Famer.
Senior, Hall of Famer from the Colts. So, yeah. He sounds like an awesome player.
He is. 0 fumbles, 3 drops over his career.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy numbers for a college player.
Yeah.
So.
So that's coming up once again. Is it just, how does this, is it like, how many rounds are there in the draft? Is it just one?
No.
There's like 40 or something in there.
Something crazy number, like 14 something. I don't know. But it's a lot. I mean, there's like 100 picks in the rounds. So.
It goes for days, right?
Yeah.
And people actually pay to sit there and watch that, like they get, you can buy tickets for it.
I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do that anymore.
I thought I saw something when I was looking at all this stuff where you could
get there's watch parties. Yeah,
that
where
sounds,
you have to pay to get in.
That sounds whatever. Boring.
Eh.
Yeah.
If you're sitting with your fans and you just have a genuine reaction, I mean, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for the first round though, I could care less.
Should we have a watch party?
Maybe.
Was it good?
I was thinking about it.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to see who
was
goes
I on
top
your
five.
List of invitees.
I don't even know where to watch it.
I don't either. So. Probably ESPN.
Yeah.
I don't have that channel.
Neither do I.
Hmm. All right. So anything else on the draft?
No. Not all for right. me.
So I have to tell you, last night I was bored and I came across. I was looking for something to watch on TV. I came across the original King Kong movie from 1933. You ever seen it?
No, but I know it's terrible.
Oh, it's good. I've never watched it. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you consider, you got to put yourself in that time, you know, 1933, it was during the Depression. I'm sure, I looked it up this morning and it made a crap load of money when it came out, even though, you know, we were in a Depression, but. The thing that was cool about it was Willis O'Brien was the guy who did the animation on Kong and all the monsters that he fought.
Okay.
And he did, you know what stop motion animation is?
Yeah.
Okay. So he was one of the pioneers of that, and it's really fascinating to watch. I mean, by today's standards, you know, if you're not used to seeing that kind of stuff, you're like, what the hell is that? But that started it. I mean, it took that to get to where we are today, but I thought it was a good movie. So then I thought, well, hey, I'm going to watch all the Kong movies.
Did you?
In order.
Did you really?
So, well, I thought, because a couple years ago at Halloween, I watched all the Friday the 13th movies around Halloween.
I like those.
Have you seen all of them?
I haven't seen, I think, 4.
There's like, I don't know, there's like 8 or 9?
Yeah.
So I was hanging with it until the one where he went into outer space. And I was like, and they're all the same, really. Basically.
I think that's the one that I left off on.
I was like, oh my God, this is getting ridiculous. The worst film series I ever watched or tried, I had to quit, was Planet of the Apes. You seen any of those original
yeah,
ones?
Yeah, I have.
So I think it was the fourth one. I don't remember the title of it, but it was just crazy stupid. The plot of the movie was the apes became celebrities, the talking apes, because they were talking apes, you know, and they were like going to all these dinner parties and crap and all these.
I've never seen that.
All these celebrities and high up mucky mucks would invite them to their parties. So they go, oh, here's the apes. Look at the apes, you know. And I was like, I got about a halfway through that movie and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. And that's where I stopped. And anyway, getting back to King Kong. So I watched the first one. It was pretty good. There was a scene in there that I was totally surprised about. I mean, for the 1930s. So he's got the girl in his hand, right?
Yeah.
King Kong. And he's like taking his finger and he's like tickling her kind of. And he starts taking off her clothes. I'm like, I can't even imagine in 1933 what people were thinking when they saw that. It was like, holy shit. What the hell's going on here? But anyway, so the second one is Son of Kong. And talk about a dumb movie. Oh, my God. It was like watching...
Did King Kong die or something?
Well, yeah. And he climbed to the Empire State Building because he
got shot.
They had these airplanes, like these World War I airplanes, and they shot him, and he fell and died. And so they go back to the island and discover a Son of Kong, who they played it totally the opposite. It was a total comedy, where Son of Kong was like, he was like the fourth stooge of
he
the
was
three.
Like Kevin Hart.
Hmm?
He was like Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. It was just, you'd have to see it. It's just like, I watched it, but it was just like, what am I watching here? I mean, it was just totally stupid. So now I'm on the third one, King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
And I was watching it before you came, and the only version I could find was on YouTube, and it's in Japanese. But it's got subtitles. So.
Well, Japanese love Godzilla, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I watched a couple weeks ago when I was working in a garage, I was watching Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Talk about a funny movie. So the whole premise is these aliens come down and they create this robot Godzilla to take on Godzilla, try to kill him.
Yeah.
These guys are supposed to be aliens, and the head guy is always smoking a cigar. And I'm like, okay, you're an alien? First of all, where'd you get a cigar? It's just crazy. But anyway, so I'm working my way through the list, King Kong movies. Do you have a favorite film series?
I don't name some.
Well, you like you were talking about the Fast and the Furious one time. That's a series, right?
Yeah. Well, are you meaning movie series, TV series?
Either.
I'd go with Yellow Jackets.
What's that?
It's like it's a newer film TV series. It's, I believe, hour-long episodes.
What's it about?
Oh, I can't really get into that.
Why, is it a secret?
It's actually, it would absolutely crush somebody if they're watching it right now, because it's a mystery every episode, but it's the same like type of deal throughout every like episode. So basically, it builds up.
You have to be more specific because you lost me.
Okay, so.
Okay, if you are listening and you don't want to have a spoiler, we'll give you 10 seconds to walk away.
So basically, this soccer team gets... Their plane crashes and they're on a mystery island. They have to survive to get back, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
And it just is a mystery throughout every episode. It leaves on cliffhangers, blah, blah, blah. And like, it's a supernatural thing.
It's kind of like Lost?
Maybe. I haven't seen Lost. I know my parents love it.
Here's a spoiler alert. They're all dead.
And Lost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, there it is. And then obviously Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that done, or has that got another
season? No, it's got one more season.
When's that coming up?
The Millie Bobby Brown, 11, the main actor, she was saying that they're just now filming.
They got to be like grown adults by now, right?
They are.
How are they going to do that?
They're doing it. This is their last season.
It's going to be like they go through a time warp or something?
I don't know. But, yeah, they said they're just now filming, but it's supposed to come out in 2025. That is a lot of special effects to fit in.
2025?
Yeah, that's a lot of special effects to fit in for 1 year, and they're still filming.
Wow.
So
this is the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting too old.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Caleb McLaughlin,
who Which is one's he?
Lucas, I think he's 25. And he's supposed to play as a high school senior. Mm-hmm. So
I was my favorite character on that was the guy. I don't remember any of the characters. I don't remember a few, but the guy that ran the ice cream shop.
Ice cream shop.
Yeah. The guy that, he was the older one.
Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I completely forgot.
Is he the one that had the baseball bat with a barbed wire on it or something? I thought he was cool. The character I could not stand from last season was that pizza guy.
Yeah, the pizza guy. He's funny. He's my mom's favorite character.
He was annoying.
My mom's favorite character. Yeah. I thought he was funny.
He's dumb.
He's funny.
He's just a typical California stoner dude.
Well, yeah, that's his role.
Well, I know, but whatever. If I wanted to see that, I'd just go downtown. All right. So let's talk a little bit about where we are in our fantasy hockey league.
I'm still first, but tied for first, sadly.
Yeah, so we're coming up on the end.
I have a bone to pick with my players this week.
Well, I've had a bone to pick with mine for like the last 3 weeks, but what do? They won't return my calls. But, yeah, we got one more week in the regular season, then we go into playoffs. And do you even know how that works?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, tell me, because I have no idea.
So, basically, it's...
You got me into this, so...
You
got
to win against them, and it's kind of like a rock.
You got to win? Really?
No, so...
What a concept.
You're bracketed with other people, like other people in the league. And then you have to win to go advance up into the other brackets.
So is it single elimination?
Yeah, it's single elimination.
So if you lose once, you're done?
No. If you lose once, you're just going down a tier.
Double elimination.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you're get a bye the first week, apparently, right?
Yeah.
That is if you stay in first. Yeah.
The person who was in first for a long time is now, I think, in 6, 10, and 10.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm, what, 16 and 4?
I don't know.
Something like that.
You got a pretty good record, better than mine, I know that.
In basketball, I'm 18 and 1.
I don't do basketball.
I know, but I just had to flaunt that.
Mm. Yeah. Well, fine.
Yeah, I got a pretty good team, I'd say.
So what was the best thing that happened to you this week?
We had hockey practice. That's really
you
it.
You did?
Yeah.
With which team?
The Peacocks.
Really?
Yeah, the ants won't do a practice, more likely.
Where'd you practice at?
A church. Like a church? You know, like
how do you play hockey in a church?
You know, you have...
Oh, like a gym?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like
a church basketball gym.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do?
It's the same as always.
Same players from last year?
Yeah, kind of. You can't... Well, my friend is joining, Noah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's joining. He's playing for his first year. He's always practiced with me, though.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty decent. And another friend of mine might be subbing.
Who's that?
Kaysen Doyle or whatever. Yeah, I don't know if you know him.
I don't know him.
But yeah, Kaysen.
Is he in a gang?
No. Noah and Kaysen.
Huh.
So
yeah. The problem you guys had last year was a lot of your regular players didn't show up.
Yeah, they're also not showing up to practice, so I have a bone with pick through them. I put in the group chat, if they another time they don't come, they better score a point in the first game.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you're not the captain, right?
Well, yeah, but the captain told us to fight him in the group chat, so.
The captain wants you to fight his battles for him?
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, because me and Noah organized the practice.
So, oh.
Yeah. But the problem with practicing in gyms is you can't push off as a goalie. It benefits the players, but not the goalie.
Push off, what do you mean?
Like push off the post or push off the ground. It's just slippery, mm-hmm. and you just can only stay in place.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
So it went pretty well?
It went pretty well.
Good. Did your dad go?
No, he had a charity thing, the parade.
A parade?
Yeah, the parade. The St. Patrick's parade.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't go to that?
No.
I didn't even know that was even going on.
You're talking about St. Patty's Day.
Well, that was today. When was the parade?
Yeah, for some reason they celebrate it early. the town that we...
You know why?
Why?
So everybody can get drunk and sleep
off. That's what happened.
Before they have to go to work the next day.
That's exactly what happened. Everybody in our town, everybody from any town came into our town and the whole streets were just filled with cars of people at bars.
Really?
The two bars.
Yeah, so if you missed episode one, Daniel lives in a town of about a little over 500 people. They have two bars, of course. Every town has a bar and a... It seems like every small town has at least one bar and a church and a...
And a, like a Casey's or...
Yeah, yeah. So the town was full of people?
Yeah. All down the streets. Just cars lined up.
Why would they come all the way out to your town?
I think it's probably just a deal. A deal that they're giving away.
Oh. Well, they have... It was a big giveaway or something?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Of alcohol.
Wow. So that was the best thing you did all week was you had a hockey practice. What's the worst thing that happened to you this week?
Probably nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Well, I lost a Fortnite game. Yeah. Tragic.
The new
right?
one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we bid on that $60,000 game. Have you checked it? Is it still, has anybody won it?
Oh, definitely. Nobody definitely has not won it. But actually, come to think of it, another good thing that happened, Pokemon Go had an event.
Did they?
Yeah. They had an event of one of my favorite Pokemon, Litten, that turns into Incineroar and is full of
evolution. Pokemon what?
But it's one of my favorite Pokemon. So they did that, and I got 1,600 candies, 36 shinies. So
what does that even mean?
I caught... Whoa. See, I've thought about selling my account because I have a lot of stuff on it.
These are people selling their accounts?
Yeah.
We're looking at eBay on Fortnite auctions.
12 watchers right now. 10 watchers.
200
benefits charity. Yeah. I mean, I have the Travis Scott skin. I have rare gliders. I have the season 2 wind glider.
I don't even know what any of that means.
Season 3.
You have a what skin?
Travis Scott.
Who's that? Oh, that's that guy that... Is he the guy that all those people died at his concert because he was a crazy maniac and told them to riot or something?
No, he didn't say that, but yeah.
So where's the one for 60 grand?
It's the game. It's probably won't show up anyways.
Hmm. I was just curious if anybody bought it.
14 sold, so this guy's just selling accounts.
Oh, yeah. Why would he charge a shipping fee?
I don't know. Well, everybody has
it's
to.
It's a it digital looks like, download.
Looks
right?
like everybody has to. That looks like it's a minimum.
But isn't it a download?
No.
No?
Well, the game's a download, but he's probably doing that just because.
I tell you what, shipping is getting insane.
He might send the account first before you send the money.
Hmm?
He might send the account first before you send the money.
Well, that's the way they do it now.
Well, yeah, but that's maybe why he's doing
shipping. We talked about this, my little experience with eBay and how I won't sell anything on here anymore.
Yeah.
I was curious to see about the $60,000 game we bid on.
Yeah. Search up factory sealed. That might show up some stuff. I think it was a PSA 10 as well or whatever. Nope, still showing up the same stuff. Maybe eBay sucks. there it is.
Oh,
yep,
yeah,
it's still there. Nobody's watching it either.
Oh, well, isn't this generous? Free shipping.
That is pretty generous.
He had to tack on like a $50 shipping.
It's not even a 10, it's a 9.8. So not fully perfect, but
I wish there was a way we could tell how many bids have been put on, or because it says best offer.
There's people watching a $4,000 one, 31,000. I mean, 3,000.
31 watchers.
Yeah. Oh, that's $4,000, not 3,000.
Crazy.
The other one, the other 15,000. PS4 one, going for 15. These people, by the way, all have positive feedback.
I know, but who would pay that?
Hey, we could put in a best offer.
Oh, you
do $26 again.
I have a feeling it will have the same result.
Speaking of games, what's your favorite game?
My favorite game, video game of all time?
Whichever one you want to do, all time or right now?
My favorite of all time has got to be The Last of Us.
Which one?
The first one. Okay. The second one was lame. I didn't play it, but I watched. What? You don't agree?
I didn't play Last of Us. I played random missions of it. But
why'd you laugh when I said the second one's lame?
I just heard that from the communities.
Yeah, it was. The thing about the second one is that it
felt rushed or whatever.
Well, no, it was full of all this bullshit. You know, this woke bullshit.
Yeah,
they had a trans person in there, and and they killed off one of the main characters, which was insane, especially the way they did it. But anyway. Yeah, the first one was great. I mean, you really got immersed in it because it was actually a really good story too. It wasn't just point and shoot, and there was a story to it, and it was that game got into my head. The best game I've played recently was God of War Ragnarok.
I haven't played it. I haven't played any God of War.
Oh, that game is incredible. There is so much to that game. But and it looks really good. It plays good, but it's insanely hard for me. I mean,
it's like a Souls game, so.
It's like what?
It's like a Souls game.
Souls?
Yeah.
What's that?
Another game series.
Mm. Well, what's your favorite?
Red Dead. The Red Dead series. I'd say Red Dead 2. Specifically.
So what's that all about again? I've seen you play it. I remember when you were, this was years ago, I think when you first got it, you're like, hey, check this
out. Not just years ago.
Yeah, you were little.
Little.
Because you go, look, and you go up to this woman and you start beating the hell out of her.
You say specifically woman every time, but
it was a woman.
Because there was only woman out on the balcony.
I don't know.
You're able to push and punch.
But you were beating the hell out of her. You're like, it's cool. And I'm like, you're beating a woman?
It's like advanced graphics and everything at that time. RDR, Red Dead Redemption, not the first one, but yeah, the second one. Because the first one is Red Dead Revolver.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, I don't know, but you were beating the crap out of some woman.
Yeah.
And just...
You can push them down the stairs. That's a good part about that saloon. There's stairs that go all the way down to the street.
That's it. Dig the hole deeper.
But yeah, I mean, it's fun. It was advanced graphics for the time. I mean, if you wanted to have a punching fighting game, you had to play Mortal Kombat. But no, you could have Red Dead Redemption.
Beat women. I remember when your dad was a teenager, he was playing Grand Theft Auto. And he's like, look what you can do. And he's like...
Yeah, it's the same. It's a Rockstar game. Yeah, they're both Rockstar.
He's driving
games.
His car and he's running over people and
yeah.
And he'd get out and he'd slap the chicks around and
it's a Rockstar game. Both of them are.
And I'm like, I'm questioning why did I let him buy this game? But you know,
I did a shop with a cop and the cop didn't let me get Grand Theft Auto.
Hmm?
So like, you know, shop with a cop, right?
Shop with a cop. Oh yeah, yeah.
He allowed us to get something at the end, okay? Mm-hmm. And I asked for GTA, and he said no. So
good for him.
Yeah.
So what's the worst game you've ever played?
What's yours?
The worst game I've ever played. That had probably have to go back to my Atari days.
Yeah. So this is going to be controversial, but I have my answer now.
Okay.
Super Smash Bros.
That's a Mario?
No, I mean, yeah, kind of, but it's in the same universe, but
What don't you like about it?
It's a Mortal Kombat-esque game, but it's just cartoony. It has a whole bunch of characters or whatever. I just don't like it. I'd rather play Mortal Kombat. That's my take on it.
I'd have to say my worst game was probably the Atari 2600 Indiana Jones game.
Yeah. I can play that on my Atari. I have it.
Do you?
I believe so, yeah.
That one I got you?
Yeah.
That has all the games built into it?
Yeah.
You play that?
I have it in like a year, but yeah.
God, we used to sit around and play that crap. I remember, of course, as old as I am, I remember when Pong came out and we're like, wow, this is awesome.
It is awesome. It, growing up, it's awesome. Table hockey?
Yeah, air hockey.
Yeah.
And it was, so for us, when I grew up, like in junior high, it was Pong, foosball, and air hockey. You ever played foosball?
Foosball?
It's like table soccer.
With yeah, the, yeah.
God, there were some guys that were, they were so good at that. They'd have, they could get the ball in a certain spot, and they knew where to put it, and they'd hit these bank shots and shit, and I was just like, what the hell? But yeah, Friday nights, that was our, we'd go to this play, I told you this, I think. We'd go to this arcade called Nitro Games, and it was Pong, foosball, and air hockey. I don't know if they had pool. They might have had pool tables. But people would just line up. You'd put your quarter, you know, if you, if you wanted to be next. And shit, you'd be waiting for hours to play Pong. Come on, man. I want to play Pong. And like, doop, doop.
Did they not have settings to, like, change the game at all? They weren't, like, a fast mode or anything?
Not that I recall. No. Not the original one. But yeah, you fast forward to now and it's like, shit, you play a video game, it's like watching a movie.
It's great though, it's great.
Oh yeah, it's visually, but it's hard though for me anyway.
Yeah.
There's too many buttons.
Kinda.
And he, and these games like, that one game I got you, it was like Mortal Kombat, but it's with superheroes.
Injustice?
Yeah. Because in order to do certain moves, you got to do press triangle three times and then the square and then, you know, it's like, how the hell?
Combos.
How the hell can you remember to do that?
You just have to dedicate yourself for like a day, which I don't care.
You want a training camp?
Kind of.
That's why I just start smashing all the buttons and hope something happens.
People do that.
Yeah. All right. So, I had a really crappy week.
Why?
I'm going to tell you. But first, we're going to call this
another segment.
I'm mad as hell.
Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Yeah.
You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
This sounds like a German speech.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
What type of scenario is that guy in?
So this is from one of my favorite movies called Network. Now, did you listen to what he was saying?
Yeah.
So you could easily apply that to how the world is today, right?
Yeah.
So when do you think that movie was made?
During the Cold War?
Yeah.
Well, I got it. 1976.
You're looking at me like, yeah, and? So, what it is that's...
It's a propaganda piece.
No, his character was Howard Beale. He's a newscaster, and he has this meltdown on air. That was his meltdown where he's just sick of everything. Like, my week started this week. So after we recorded last time.
You were in shambles?
Well, no. I edited the files, and I followed all the instructions to upload. Of course, I'm all new to this, yes. So I uploaded the files to all these different podcast sites, like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google, a couple others. There's like seven of them. Anyway. So then I go to do Apple, and it's like, holy shit. So first, you got to have an Apple ID. I don't have an Apple ID, so I got an Apple ID. So then you have to go to this podcast, something, Apple's podcast, whatever it was. So I go to log in. Oh, you can't log in. You got to update your account. And to update your account, here's where you go. So I go to that website, update my account. Then I have to go back to this website, try to log in. And I get to this page where I get all through it because you do put in your credit card for some dumbass reason. You got to have a credit card on file. Do all that. They send me all the codes. And I get to this page about privacy and security. And it says, press this, click this button to continue. And I'd click the button and it would just sit there. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? I spent, this is no joke, totally, I spent almost 12 hours trying to figure this out. Yes. I tried everything. I tried different browsers. I tried different computers. I tried doing it on my phone. Same result.
Apple support, man.
Oh, my God. So then I made the mistake of going to Apple's online support, you know, yep, where you chat. Apple
support.
I thought, well, I'll just do this chat thing. Maybe it'll be quicker than, because usually when you call, you're on hold forever. So I get this. I don't even know if it was a real person.
Probably not.
But anyway, so I explained to him what I did. And he's like, okay, here's what we're going to have you do. Have you tried a different browser? I said, I just told you I've tried all these different browsers. I tried Chrome. I tried Edge. I tried Firefox. Same result. Okay, got it. So then he says, well, hang on. I'm going to see if I can talk to somebody else. And you see, when you do these chat things, in the little window, you see whatever his name was. Let's say, you know, Joe Blow is typing. And he's like, did it. And it's like, forever.
Yeah.
And his response comes back and he goes, hold on. Like, Jesus, you're either the world's slowest typer, or it reminded me of when you watch those kung fu movies and their lips are moving like 100 miles an hour and in the translation is, hey.
Yeah.
So anyway, he tells me, clear your browser cache and your cookies. Okay, I know how to do that. So I did that, and guess what happened? I immediately got disconnected. I got disconnected from the chat.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to try this again, like a dumbass. So then I get this guy, supposedly a guy. This I could tell right away, this guy, or whoever this was, if it was a real, it was either a dumb bot or a really dumb guy. He didn't know nothing about nothing. So he said, I finally said, look, I'm not trying to be rude, but do you have a fix for this? Or should I just say to hell with it? Because I've spent way too much time on this. Of course, they're like, well, we totally understand, and I'm going to get a senior tech involved. So anyway, they end up calling me, and I get this woman.
So it was a guy then?
I guess. Because
I don't believe a bot can do that.
So anyway, this woman calls me, and I tell her the situation, and I said, what's the deal? And she's like,
I don't know, man.
She's like,
I don't normally get called.
Have you ever logged in? She goes, what did she ask me? Do you have an Apple product? No, I don't. And I told him that.
Is that the reason why?
So I said, does that matter? And she says, no. I said, okay.
Why should you ask?
So she says, hold on. And she, you know, she puts me on hold, and she goes to talk to somebody else. And she goes, okay, we're aware of the problem and we're working on it. And I'm going, the first thought that popped into my head was,
how do you know
Apple's been in business for how many, like 20 years? You're still working problem. On this problem. You got some pretty dumb technicians. But anyway, I said, so what's the problem? She goes, well, you've never logged into an Apple product, like a phone or a iPad. I said, no, I haven't. She goes, well, that's the problem.
That shouldn't matter if you have an account.
And I'm like, because I've never logged into an Apple product, I can't get past this stupid privacy thing? Yeah. She goes, yep, that's the problem. But we're working on it. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me.
Hit me up when that gets done.
So I said, well, do you have any idea when you might have it fixed? No.
I'll give you a span.
Maybe in the next 20 years.
I'll give you a span of 1 to 5 years.
So I'm just like, to hell with it. So Apple, if you're listening, you suck. I mean, why would you build an infrastructure to where nobody could use your stuff unless they log into one of your products. And I asked a couple of people, and they want you to buy their products. I said, well, that doesn't make any sense, though. First of all, nobody's going to spend thousands of dollars so they can upload a podcast to their website. Second of all, if you can just log into an iPhone or an iPad and get around it, that really doesn't make any sense. So why not just open it up? I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
So I just said, to hell with it. So that was the start of my week. So the next day I have a doctor appointment, right? So I go to my doctor, new doctor. No, my old one quit.
Wow.
We moved on, went somewhere else anyway. They're not really doctors anyway. They're physician's assistants. So anyway, I had tried to get a prescription refill a week before and still hadn't heard anything. So I went to the pharmacy before my doctor appointment. I said, what's the deal here? Because usually it takes a day or two. Well, we haven't heard back from your doctor. I'm like, what? So anyway, go to the doctor. First thing, I meet with the nurse first. I said, so one of the things I said was, I'm waiting for this prescription to get filled. Can you tell me what's going on? She says to me, where did they send it? How the hell do I know?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? Well, if they sent it to your old doctor, we only check her voicemail once a week. What? And I'm going, the first thing that pops into my head was like, do you even hear what yourself? A person that's no longer here, first of all, shouldn't even have a voicemail. Second of all the patients, she had to have multiple patients. And you're telling me all those patients might be getting stuff forwarded to her voicemail and you check it once a week? I mean, that's insane. So anyway, so I meet with a physician's assistant and I tell her again of it. She goes, oh, where'd they send it? I don't know. I did this over my phone. Why are you asking me? How would I even know this? So she assures me that they're going to take care of it. So that night I get a text from the pharmacy. Your prescription's ready to pick up. So I go the next day to get it. It's something I don't even need.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. So while I'm there picking it up, I say to the pharmacist, what's the deal with the other medicine? Oh, we haven't heard back from the doctor yet. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. So anyway, so I call them. And I said, what is the deal? I said, what do I got to do to get this refilled? And they get real smart ass with me, real snippy. And I'm just like, look, I got to the point where I almost got in my car and drove down there and like chained myself to the receptionist window. I'm not moving until you fill my prescription. So I finally get this lady on the phone and she's just, you can tell she's got an attitude. She's like, well, we sent it twice. I said, well, they're saying they don't have it. Okay. Well, did we send it to the right place? Why are you asking me? I don't know. Did you? So she says, it's supposed to go here. Yes. Well, we sent it. So I go, she goes, I can call them and try to find out what's going on. I said, okay, could you do that? Yes. Can you call me back and let me know what you find out? I'll have them call you. I'm like, oh my God. Never heard a word from anybody. Finally got a text the next day. Your prescription's ready to pick up. So anyway, that was Wednesday. Thursday.
You got a lot of things going on.
Oh my God.
I do the same stuff every day.
Thursday, I'm sitting here waiting for your grandma to get home, and she calls me on the phone. She's like, okay, I don't know what you want me to do, but I just had a tire blowout. I'm going, oh my God. I'm like, where's the cameras? Am I on some prank show or something? So I'll show you the picture later, but she's had this gigantic hole in the side of her tire. I don't know what she hit, but so we had to go. I had to go where she was, take the tire off, go get a new tire. And so Friday, finally, I had a pretty mellow day. So that was my
mellow
week. Yeah. Compared to the rest of the week. So yeah, it was crazy. But so top that.
I can't.
Yeah.
I do the same stuff every day.
Mm. Well, I try to, but you know, sometimes life throws you a curveball.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've been going about an hour. Anything else on the draft or anything else we talked about?
Got anything else on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, from what I could gather, and it's understandable because a lot of that lore and stuff from way back that was probably handed down. You know how that goes when people hand stuff down through generations, that either the story changes a little bit.
Or it was never real.
Yeah. But it sounds like people question a lot about, you know, stuff that he was attributed to him is actually true. But who knows?
A Columbus type thing.
I mean, it's basically not that in this country anyway, we need another excuse to go out and party, but that's pretty much what it is here. I mean, nobody really celebrates it for what it's supposed to be. Kind of like Cinco de Mayo. Mm. You know? Do you know what that's really about?
No.
It's a celebration of Mexico defeating France, I think, in a war. And we basically turn it into a, hey, let's drink till we puke.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So once again, if you are listening to this and would like to comment on the show, our email is timeonthemic@gmail.com. And social media is?
Time on the Mic on everything. Going to be a Facebook soon.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on that and let you know when it's up and running. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Leave a suggestion on topics or, you know, how we can improve, what we're doing wrong, what we're doing right. Just let us know you're out there. So anything else?
No.
All right. I'm GT.
I'm Daniel.
And this time of the mic is over.